Every year at this time, gardeners are faced with the decision to bulb or not to bulb. Just a few hours of digging and planting in the fall can result in a big payoff of colorful daffodils, tulips, allium, and other flowers in the spring. But is it too much trouble? Sally Cunningham and I had a conversation about bulbs recently. We think bulbs are easy, beautiful, and necessary. Here's why.
So, Sally, you and I are big bulb fans. How can we get other people excited about bulbs? Because I know a lot of people who just never bothered to plant them.
I think they don't know how easy they are in terms of a relationship with the surrounding perennials, that you can plant certain bulbs in front of or behind the coming up hosta. And I think people are also afraid of deer.
The positive thing about bulbs is that just as winter is over and you're ready to look at some flowers, and your regular perennials aren't out yet, so the only time I have a lot of color in my front garden where there's lots of shade is in the spring when I have all my bulbs, and then my front yard is a riot of color, and I won't see that again for the rest of the summer.
And bulbs, you can start having ones that flower from March right on till the summer perennials are coming out.
Right into the beginning of June.
Sally and I have found great shortcuts for getting bulbs in the ground.
I mean, you can throw out a whole swath of bulbs and dump soil on top of them, and your work is done. Or you can dig trenches, so the planting is easy.
And what I do, like, I never use any of these fancy bulb planters. I take a shovel, and I dig a big hole, and I throw the bulbs in, and I cover them up. And like you say, then you're done, right?
That's really all there is to it. Although for the really tired person with a sore back, remember that you also can put them right on the surface and raise the level of your soil, in some cases, by several inches, and you're done.
And there are definitely some under-the-radar bulbs that need to be used more often.
Now, I've talked about species tulips, and I do live in the city, so I can grow any kind of tulip without fear of deer so far. They're really my favorites. I also love hardy lilies. What are some of your favorites?
Well, I agree that some of the small bulbs are neglected, and people should just spread great big sea of them and not six here and two there. But my favorite neglected bulb is Camassia, which is a beautiful blue flower that comes in sometime in among the daffodils. And both daffodils and Camassia are deer-proof, and everybody loves blue.
And finally, some advice on aftercare.
They've bloomed, they're done, and what do you need to do?
I think the helpful hint is to think about leaves are solar collectors and bulbs are batteries. So you have to keep the leaves going to take in the sun to build back the batteries and recharge them.
So you have to leave the leaves.
Yeah, people cut them off way too soon, or they braid them, which
no.
is so silly
yeah.
because the sun isn't getting to the leaves.
No, you're squishing them all up.
But if they're getting ugly behind your perennials, then you haven't maybe layered your garden right. Put a perennial in front of your aging bulbs.
Daylilies and hostas are
perfect.
great choices.
Yeah.
Check the WBFO website for a list of deer-proof bulbs and some beautiful pictures. Bulbs are only available at garden centers and online for a few weeks in fall. That means right now. But once you have them, you can plant them well into winter. Sally and I hope you will. For WBFO, I'm Elizabeth Licata.